This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6. This is letter number 1660. Now you know that according to Halacha, this is, by the way, this is dated Chof Hei Sivan, Toshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn Shalom Bracha. According to Halacha, one should not do anything before they daven. The first thing is the morning. You shouldn't eat, you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't do work, anything. But certainly, eating and drinking is something not recommended. But drinking, according to some, according to Shulchan Aruch, is less stringent. If one feels they need a drink, need a coffee, for example. But in the Chabad tradition, actually, there is a tradition based on the previous Rebbe, as the Rebbe will see, is to actually have something so that you can, you know, feel good when you're davening. Let's see what the Rebbe says. It says, the Rebbe says, I was very happy to get regards from you through HaRav HaChosid with the titles Elia Sheyichia Marena, Elia Sheyichia Simpson. But I'm not happy from the fact that you feel that your head is turning, that you're having a Kopfschwindel. Headaches. Okay, so I said like this, so the Rebbe says, you should, the Rebbe says, if you have not been doing this, you should eat some mezoinus, cake or whatever mezoinus before the davening. Besides the fact that you're already drinking. It is known, the expression of the Rebbe de Tzemach Tzedek, that he said that it's better to eat so that you can daven, which means that you're able to daven in a relaxed way, rather to daven so that you can eat. So that means that you're waiting, oh, I want to finish the davening, and you're hungry, because then it turns out that the nerves in the head are weakened, and the davening is not in a relaxed way, and the yetzahara, the body there, looking forward, when are they going to be able to grab something to eat already? So that's not the way to daven. The story the Rebbe is referring to here, it's told about the Rebbe Tzirivka, the wife of the Rebbe Maharash. She wasn't feeling well, and the doctor told her that she should eat the first thing in the morning, but she, not wanting to eat before the davening, so she'd get up earlier than everybody, she davened, so then she would eat in the morning. And the Tzemach Tzedek told her that, so you'd rather eat so you can daven, than you daven so that you can eat. So the Rebbe says further that many of our Chassidim received an instruction from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that because of health, they should eat before davening and should not be satisfied only with drinking. And when you will conduct yourself so, this will bring to you, be useful for good health and also for success in your business. With blessings for proper health for you and for your family member. Okay.
I fully agree.
Okay, I'm glad you agree.
I could go on.